It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guy.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome and good morning. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Here we are almost at the end of February. Been a little burr here in West Michigan, but it allowed our buddy Chaz to run the international ice fishing competition.
Yeah, how'd that work out for him?
I think they took sixth, but there were 11 teams, I understand. So
11 countries?
Yeah, right, yep. So I didn't get the full story on that, but that was the result. So
it's so cold. Conrad's threatening to go to Florida.
Right, I know.
Give me a week.
We'll do a remote. But anyway, hope you're still grilling or smoking in your backyard, even though we've had single digit evenings and just low teen days here, and it does change the way you do things.
Yeah, it does. But when it's this cold, I'm turning into a real wimp, and I just don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
I just look out there. It's like, So once I get all suited up, you know, I've got these Carhartt insulated bibs and all this stuff and my muck boots and all that and my Carhartt jacket.
Sounds like you're getting ready to cut wood.
Then I'm nice and warm, I don't know why I was being such a baby.
Right. Well, you know, the wind is last week after the show, I went over to a lake north of Lowell called Murray Lake, and one of my buddies was having ice fishing camp, but he put out four tents on the ice, including one of them that had a porta potty in it, you know, just like
cut a hole in the ice?
No, he didn't, but just one of those camper ones, you know, that are portable. And I don't know how we set it up off the ground so it didn't freeze, but it was a fun day. Not a lot of fish caught, but the difference is the tents, because it broke what little wind there was. But most of the day there was no wind at all, which is really rare for
ice fishing
in Michigan. So, but anyway, we had a great time. I made a big pot of chili took it out there and took my little burner. You know, a little 8-inch burner that just, you know, about a foot tall. You've seen those that are like little fish fry things. But I took the burner and a propane tank out there, and we heated up that chili. And I don't know, there's maybe 20 of us out there, and we all had a nice bowl of chili. And it was a good Michigan winter day. And coincidentally, that was the free fishing day. So because this lake is a public lake, and we did not see the DNR out there, but if we could have. You know, you got to have a license, but not that day. So Michigan is a cool place in the winter.
Yeah. You have to have a license to fish.
Right.
It's like,
well, it's been that way forever, though. It kind of supports the department
and
supports
them. That's what they sell us on, but
yeah.
Does it?
Well, I don't know.
Or do our tax dollars?
Everything is being questioned at this point
it is.
In America.
That's my point.
I get it.
Yeah. That's my point.
Right.
I'm pretty much in doubt of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been believing the wrong things for so long. Conrad and I were just talking about that this morning before you came in.
Yeah.
We just kind of like been blind or asleep.
Yeah.
And
well, it's been
it doesn't matter what party you're in.
Right. No, it's not this is not a partisan thing.
No.
This is about us being trillions of dollars in debt, and none of us that live in this wonderful country that we live in can operate like that and carry that much debt load. And so why does our government do the same thing? There's no really good answer other than they're addicted to spending in Washington. And now we've got maybe a movement that'll pare some of that back.
Yeah. And I'm at the point where I just don't believe hardly anything anymore. And I don't even know if we really have that debt.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's
right.
Just a number that you see.
Well, you know, and
you hear him talking about it.
Right. The scary thing.
To who? Who do we owe that to?
Right. Yeah.
Whoever probably bought the T-bills and
right.
bonds.
Yeah. Probably China. But
well, they have a trillion.
Yeah. So, but
Japan has 2 or 3 trillion.
Yep. And you know, then they wanted to go down to Fort Knox and see if the gold was really there.
Great.
Yeah. Exactly.
Great.
I'm like, and take a camera in there and show America.
Yeah.
That what we have, because that's kind of the basis of our whole economic system is having that, and it'd be just good to know. I mean, I've been on this earth, you know, over 60 years, and I've never seen it. Not in school, not in a book, not anything. I mean, you believe it's there, but is it? I'm going to say I hope I can believe that, but I don't know.
I'm what you call a silver bug.
Are you?
Yeah. And people like me that
fish hit those pretty well, I heard.
People like me that buy silver and watch the market, you have to watch gold as well as silver.
Yeah.
Because they're tied together. Right now, there's a huge disparity. I mean, silver's only $40 an ounce, and gold's knocking on $3,000.
Right. Yeah, well, precious metal.
Silver should be about half at least. Some of these specialists say it's going to be on par with gold at one point. Yeah. So, I mean.
Well, hopefully you live long enough to see that, and then you're a rich man.
Well, I've already seen it double since I bought the bulk, and I think it's going to punch through. Once it punches through $50, I think all bets are off.
There you go, man.
You can't hold it back. And you know, it's not grilling, but it is. We all need to manage our money and be smart with it.
You better.
And that's what these kids out in D.C. are doing. Right. They're watching our money.
Yeah. Watching
it. But it's amazing that, you know, they've suppressed the silver value for so long. And they do that. Bank of America is a big one that does that. They short the market, and when you buy puts and takes, you know, you can actually short sell a stock.
Hedge been a strategy forever.
Yeah.
Learned about that in college, umpteen decades ago.
Yeah,
right.
So that's what they've been doing.
Sure,
I think everybody's the cool thing about this awakening people are in. Is that people are starting to think now, and they're looking through what we always, these paradigms, these things we always consider to be God's truth, they'd say.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's not much I believe anymore.
Right. Well, here's what I believe, that we both went to a party last weekend after the show. Actually, it was before the show. It was on Friday. It wasn't on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we both went to the Jethro birthday party, and I'm going to tell you that you and I have both talked about this off air, but I was ridiculously pleasantly surprised at the Sobey Meats steaks that came off a flat top.
I know.
And there was, what, 200,
you
250
people
there?
You couldn't ask
for
a better cut of meat.
300 or so, sure.
Yeah, and I don't know how many took chicken versus steak, but our table all took steak. Without exception, this was one of the best steaks I've had in a long, long time.
Long time.
And it was perfectly.
And it was a strip.
Right. It was
I'm
perfectly
never happy
seasoned.
With a strip.
Yeah. And you remember, I don't know, a month ago, Sobey had those on sale for $9.99. And man, what a great cut of meat.
Is that what he had?
Yeah. Yep. He had New York strips
okay.
that day at $9.99. But anyway.
Yeah, they did them on a griddle.
Right. Flat top.
Couldn't
yeah,
ask
man.
For anything.
I know.
I just kept chewing and telling my wife, I can't believe this.
Right.
This is such
a
good
I thought
steak.
It was great that you guys went back to the kitchen to thank the chef. I thought that was cool.
Well, that guy worked his tail off it, because here's the other thing that was really cool about that is that they cooked them to order.
Yeah.
When you ordered, and with 300 people there, he fed everybody in less than an hour. That guy was working his tail off back there. And
a short order cook,
right? And but he did it. He did it wonderfully. And
we got there 15 minutes early, and there were people already getting plated.
Sure, yeah.
Thought that was cool.
Yep, they were working
but
on it.
$25
anyway.
Bucks for that. Those three bands who were all great.
Right? Oh yeah,
and then you know, the dance floor, and then the food was. I'm sorry, gang. Next year, our prices are going to have to go up. That was ridiculous.
Incredibly good deal. You're
that,
right.
That last band was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Tyler Gitchell
and his
dad and his family. Very cool. Well, yeah. He just turned 18.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing.
We had a lot of fun dancing.
Yeah.
My wife and I, mean.
Oh,
yeah. Right. It wasn't Bob and I, because I got two left feet, and Bob wouldn't like to lead me
we
around.
We both
like
have
that.
To lead.
Yeah.
She wants to lead half the time.
Well, you know, she's danced with you before, so that's how it works. But anyway, coming up in the rest of the show, we're going to bop around with some different barbecue styles. Bob has experienced all of these in all of these areas, and so he's somewhat of an expert on this, whether it's Memphis, Kansas City, Texas, or the Carolinas. They all have a little bit different twist. So, unfortunately, brace yourself, because Bob's going to lead the show from here, and I'm just going to chime in. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.